Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Alice Poehler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, this is the time of year when we do eat some big old food. I like to have a nice big old roast on Sunday night. I also like a big bowl of mac and cheese with some really good cheese in it. And you know what? It's time to pull out the cabs, pull out the Cabernet Sauvignons. And Lord knows you can go around the world and find all sorts of different offerings.
Oh, sure you can. And the thing that I like about it is that, you know, it's nice to go out and find really nice red wines that fill the Sunday night, pull out the roast and the mac and cheese format without breaking the bank. So here's two Bordeaux that are represented by our friend Frank Agostini and his signature selections that I think are tremendous values and fit this thing.
Value Bordeaux?
Value Bordeaux. Wow. Really good value Bordeaux. Chateau Pasquier, which is an Appellation Bordeaux, simple Appellation, vintage 2015. This is dynamite stuff. It's a blend of 70% Merlot, 16% Malbec, 5% Carmenere, a little Petit Verdot, obviously some Cab Sauvignon. I gave this a score of about 91, but it sells for between $15 and $18 a bottle. So Bordeaux that has anything going on for it at all, and this has a lot, for $15 to $18 is a steal. This is deep black fruit, nicely layered, tobacco notes, fine grain tannin. There was a lot to like here, especially for $18. Staying with Bordeaux, Chateau Lodac, which you're familiar with.
Oh, yeah. Very nice wine.
This is an Appellation Bordeaux Superieur. So in theory, it's a little bit of a rung up from the Pasquier. 65 Merlot, 30% Cab, 5% Cab Franc. Again, I gave this a score of 91 to 92. This one sells for a whopping $20 a bottle. So again, tremendous value from Bordeaux. Deep black fruit. This had a little more brooding going on, if you will, than the Pasquier. Deep black fruit flavors with fine tannin, elegant, and just some subtle vanilla notes from the barrel aging. Come on, $20. This is a deal.
I think it really delivers.
Okay, a wine that I had never had before is from a winemaker in Washington State called Kiona. I think you've had this one.
I have, yes. Mm-hmm.
This is their 2013 Cabernet. It does have a bit of a blend. It's mostly Cabernet with a little bit of the classic Cab Franc, Petit Verdot, Malbec blended in. Again, this is going to be a low 90-point scoring wine. Retails about $24, so you're beginning to enter sort of Saturday night dinner range. But this is just big and fruit-forward and nothing. I mean, you could call it a party wine because it's got enough fruit, or you could somewhat be contemplative with it. A lot of complexity going on. Big flavors of black fruit, spice, earthy plum, and I really kind of underscore that earthy note, which I thought was particularly appealing. This is just a big old hedonistic red, but it's not a fruit bomb. It's got some refinement.
Yeah.
And just to take a little segue heading south, because this is February, and so we like to think south, even if we don't get south. From a producer called Montevideo, here is a Malbec called Festiva that comes from Argentina. And this one is a deal. It's going to sell for $12. What can I say? There was a forward red berry fruitiness with this wine, little spicy notes, just pleasing. I mean, the red berry fruit notes that come out of this are a little bit different from most of the Malbecs that I've had. Enjoyed it.
It's a really nice wine. I hope you get a chance to try them and stave off the winter blues. I'm Al Spoehler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.